The woman on the phone for a second date update today met the dude that she wants to call in one of the sexiest ways possible.
How's that?
She was helping him out with a little interior design. That's right.
You think interior design is sexy?
So sexy. You know what? I think this room needs a complete rehaul. We need to strip down the walls all the way to the studs, don't you think? Those studs look a little weak. Maybe they need to be reinforced so they can handle a little more weight. Looks like this building hasn't been retrofitted for earthquakes. Let's try to shake the floor a little bit.
Uh-oh. Oh my God.
See if it can handle the kind of stress. Carol is on the phone right now. Apparently she's an interior designer. And she met the guy that she wants to call while she was helping him design his place.
What's up,
Carol?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Carol.
Did it happen just like I envisioned it in my head?
Oh, sure it did.
I bet your profession has never sounded as hot as the way Jubal described it.
No. You know, I've taken places down to the studs, but this puts a whole new light on it.
Yeah. You know what your living room needs? A stripper pole. And for me to get on it real quick. That's what every place needs.
My God, I love it.
I'm feeling better already.
Are you? Because Jubal's the one on the stripper pole. Let's all remember that.
Yeah.
Well, now I don't know.
So how did you go on a date with this guy? What's his name?
Well, his name is Ken.
Ken.
And he called my business, and he wanted me to come to do a consultation on his new interior design layout for his condo.
Oh.
Okay.
So this is routine for me, and I made an appointment. And I went to his place, and he opened the door. And as soon as he opened the door, I felt this instant attraction.
So you're like, I had no idea he was going to be hot. How do I do my job now?
Yeah, well, hello, Ken. Let me enter your condo.
It really threw me. I'm a professional. And I went in.
The whole time, you're just like, this place needs air conditioning because I am burning up, Ken. He's like, it's actually pretty cool in here. I don't know what you're talking about. All right.
Did Ken give you any indication in the very beginning that he was feeling that same chemistry that you were?
Not right away. But then as the meeting went on, he brought up something personal. And then I started feeling a vibe.
Oh, really?
Well, that's good.
What did he say?
He brought up the fact that he was divorced, and that's why I told him that I was recently single as well.
Okay.
So he didn't start crying and lamenting his failed marriage or anything at that point?
No.
Okay.
Right.
At the end of the appointment, he actually said that he enjoyed our meeting and he would like to take me to dinner.
Nice.
Oh, so that is definitely more than just interior design.
Yeah, and I usually don't mix work with dating, but this guy was really hot.
All right.
So, Carol couldn't help herself.
Did you actually go to dinner with him?
I did. A couple of days later, we met at his condo, and he told me there was a great little local place. So we walked over, and we had a really nice dinner.
And that's kind of a setup for him having to walk you back to his place, too.
Yeah, I was a little hesitant about that, but, you know, I had been there for a professional meeting, so I felt it was okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cautious Carol.
Cautious Carol. So we walked back to his place after dinner, and I told him I had a really nice evening, and I kissed him on the cheek, and then I left.
Okay,
so you guys didn't kiss on the lips or do more than that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's
ridiculous
blushing.
For me to think. I apologize for asking a question. I just wanted to make sure.
And were there any awkward moments during your guys' dinner or date?
I've been thinking about that, and maybe I was talking too much about my divorce and my ex-husband, maybe more than I should have.
Yeah, I would say at all.
At all.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring that up at all.
Was he talking about his too?
He talked about it a little, so I felt that I could as well, but maybe I just went too far.
Is your talk about your divorce like, hey, we split up amicably and now we're friends? Or is it, I hate that mother?
It wasn't really either of those. I mean, I just talked about it and talked about it, and maybe for about a half an hour.
Oh, ooh,
that's
Carol.
A long time to focus on your divorce during a date.
Carol, were you in it and thinking, how do I stop myself?
He was asking questions, so I was just answering. And I didn't think I was doing anything wrong because he seemed curious. So I continued the conversation.
All right. And how long has it been since you've talked to him?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. And are you interested in calling him for a second date, or you're just upset because he hasn't called you back to finish decorating his place?
Both.
Both. All right, thanks for being honest about it.
Good
All right.
Point.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hang on.